This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Tuesday, everyone, and what a glorious Tuesday it is. Possibly the greatest Tuesday in the history of Tuesdays.
You know what? It was. It was the greatest Tuesday in the history of Tuesdays, at least since about this time last year.
Why?
Because it was the first time it was 80 degrees here since last year.
All right. Hey, Rick, what do we say about 80 degrees in Florida?
That's like a normal everyday occurrence.
Yeah, it's like 9 a.m.
It's a world. I know where that button is, buddy.
Hey,
I know where that button is.
That's all right. You're on the right show because this is the real Ministry of Truth, and this is also the only show that has more Oscar votes than Will Smith. I'm Zip Allen. My cohorts are DJ Slim, who's not freezing his skinny ass off in New York tonight.
Once.
And the star of stage, screen, and now the felt, Rick C.
Oh. The one
like, the you like that?
Yeah, the felt was pretty good.
You like that? Okay, that's right. So hello and welcome to Off Hook Radio for May 10th,
2022.
There you go. Barbara Walters smoking the weed. Voice changes. You can tell. Hey, you guys feeling ultra MAGA tonight?
MAGA.
Ultra MAGA.
I'm not.
That's Biden's new catchphrase, ultra MAGA.
Does he say it real?
Ultra. He said it like three or four times in his speech today.
He doesn't say it real quiet though. When he gets all real quiet and you know, like, or no?
No, he says he gets really all excited. He's faking disdain.
Oh, he's an ass.
Ultra MAGA. That's all right. Hey, at least we caught him in between naps. He gave it like a 15-minute speech today. Didn't make any damn sense, and they had to backtrack on all of it, but we'll get to that in a little bit. So, anyway, if you don't agree with the liars, they cancel you or commit violence. Because as we know, our free speech is violence, and their violence is free speech. But if you're not fed up with this, then you're brainwashed in college, and you still haven't been a crime victim. Or you're just stupid. And stupid doesn't help on our side either. It kind of bugged me. I was looking around Twitter and I saw it on Facebook too. Twitter's all stirred up with Newsmax and Fox News Channel not mentioning the 2000 Mules film. And if you took 60 seconds to research before you bitch to the world, you'd find both organizations' legal departments have stepped in. Tucker Carlson had the True the Vote lady on last week. She contributed to the film with all the cell phone tracking at those corrupt drop boxes. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm not going to explain the whole thing. Go look it up. But she was talking about, you know, they know everybody's cell phone numbers. The cops can easily find out who these people are attached to the cell phones. There is thousands of them. There was one instance she mentioned where somebody showed up 38 times in the same drop box in a short period of time. I don't remember if she said 24 hours or a weekend or something. But obviously, all they were doing is going out and getting ballots that were filled out by people and stuffing them in. Dinesh D'Souza's movie's got film of people doing just that. So Twitter's all stirred up because they didn't mention the name of the movie. But the legal department stepped in. Tucker ain't afraid of anybody. Tucker's got the highest rated show on cable. Period. Nobody's anywhere close to him. He's not afraid of nothing. But if the legal department says, don't mention it now, we're trying to vet this thing, you know, he's not going to mention it. Newsmax, they're much smaller, and they don't want to get sued either. So their legal department did the same thing. So give these people a break.
Should we be mentioning this shit? Because if you're saying Newsmax is small, I mean, Off Took Radio is a lot smaller. So maybe we shouldn't mention this so we don't get sued.
Oh, I don't care.
Okay.
You know, I don't have Elon Musk fuck you money, but I can afford a lawyer.
Okay. All right. Well,
so it's all right.
Okay.
I'll save you.
Okay.
Right. And Rick wasn't even here if it happens. Right, Rick?
I know nothing.
You know nothing?
Know nothing?
Except for that Will Smith still hasn't paid you for your Oscar vote. But that's okay. He will. Your retirement plan is in the works.
My retirement plan is hitting the lottery.
Oh, okay. Well, that too. So anyway, this lady had a long segment on Tucker's, and Tucker was very engaged in it. And she even mentioned that the facts about the cell phone calls and stuff were enhanced by the Dropbox video in many places. And that's, of course, the key part of 2000 Mules, the videos. They just didn't say the name of the movie. So it does seem obvious to me that Legal is vetting this, and that's there's press releases out to that effect. So it just came out a few days ago. Tucker's interview was before the release, so give him a break.
Well, but like I said to you on pre-show, this is what I'm hoping happens, is once everything is vetted, because I didn't realize that that's what they're doing. They're vetting all this. But
that appears to be what they're doing. I can't vouch for them.
But I'm hoping that we don't just see Tucker and, you know, and all the different shows just take bits and pieces here and there. I really think they need to do what I said to you on pre-show. One of these companies like Fox or somebody that's, you know, got some balls needs to buy the rights to the movie and just put it on air and let America see it. I mean, I know it's available, like you said, on Rumble.
It's on Rumble and a lot of other places.
But people aren't going to tune in there. If you throw it in their face on Fox News, they're going to watch it. Who's going to
guess where the world premiere was?
I on Rumble.
Mar-a-Lago. D'Souza played it for the man who I'm about to bitch about.
Sorry.
That's okay. I just plan on pissing everybody off tonight.
Uh-oh.
Because the other dumb thing on our side, the right side, is Trump's endorsements. You know, you can't back someone for office based on how much they kiss your ass. Because if you do that, you at least need to get it right. Like J.D. Vance in Ohio. That was a good choice. J.D. Vance will be a great senator, and he'll shake up some shit. He's a very, very smart man. But you don't fuck up his name the day before the primary. You know, he's doing a speech, and he called him J.D. Mandel. Mandel is the last name of the guy who finished second. And then in Pennsylvania, he endorses Mehmet Oz. You know, Dr. Oz. You know, used to be bosom buddies with Oprah and everybody. He was a liberal. Anybody's watched him on TV the last 20-some years, you know, the guy's a liberal. But he's running as a Republican. And Trump endorsed him. You know, he's a dual Turkish citizen. This is the guy who voted in Turkey for president. Well, like, it really matters there because it's a dictatorship. But he didn't vote here. And he wants to represent the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania in the Senate, which, by the way, is my home state, and I still own property there. Okay. Why didn't he endorse Kathy Barnett? Kathy Barnett's the smartest one of the whole bunch running. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And guess what? She's a she. And guess what else? She's black. She's a black female conservative. Oh, my God. The liberal heads will explode when she takes office. It'll be great. Mm. And this woman's been outspent over 350-1 on TV by Oz and McCormick, the other guy who's running. But she may damn well win next Tuesday. And we'll all be better off if she does. You know, and Trump should have endorsed her. She's more conservative than Oz. She's a more attractive candidate than McCormick. And she's a big F you to the liberals, you know, or to Joe Biden, who goes, you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Well, I guarantee you, Kathy Barnett did not vote for your ass, okay? And then Trump endorses my congressman here in Florida, Gus Bilirakis. And he uses Trump's endorsement and the word conservative in his TV ads. And the only time you ever see TV ads for this guy is primary time, because in Pasco County, the Republican will not lose. But he's a backbench rhino, and he should have been challenged. You know, Trump, I love your policies and I love your cojones. You got the biggest pair of anybody I've ever seen in public life, although Elon Musk is closing in fast. But I hated your, oh, look, a squirrel, attention span. Yes, you were screwed over repeatedly by the swamp in 2020, Zuckerberg's $400 million. I mean, you know, somebody paid the 2,000 mules. They didn't do all that shit for free. But it's time to win in 2022 before we go straight to hell. And believe me, it's already very, very warm. So concentrate, President Trump. Fire up the base, but get things right, please. And that's, I'll get off my soapbox for a minute. There you go. Okay, I pissed off everybody. It's quiet.
You didn't piss off me.
You guys fired me?
No.
Oh,
no.
Well, that's right. I own half the network. You can't fire me.
Yeah, you can't fire you. I'm stuck with you.
I'm the guest appearance all the time.
You're the what?
I'm the guest appearance. I don't know anything.
What do you mean you don't know anything?
I said I don't own.
You don't own anything?
Yeah.
You've got a SAG card.
Oh, joy. That and $4 gets me on the bus.
You can watch yourself on The Sopranos until you're like 97 because DVD.
Yeah, I can go, there's my head. Oh, there's my head again. I see my arm.
You can pop in your, how many movies are you in? Five?
Something like that.
Yeah. You can watch your old movies.
Ooh.
Especially the Brooklyn one where you shoot people. You
know, yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, one of the only ones that I had a speaking role.
Yeah. You got nothing to be upset about, dude. You're famous.
Oh, yeah. The only time I was famous was when that movie came out in my neighborhood. Hey. You know that guy in that movie?
I thought you were from the Bronx.
Honestly, I didn't know the movie came out.
I thought you were from the Bronx.
No, Bronx, you're fired.
I'm fucking with you. I know where you're from. Because the name of the movie was?
Brooklyn Boys.
And who bought the last two copies available on eBay? Me.
I'm looking at mine right now.
You got to open it up.
I could open mine up and watch it because I can see you 3 or 4 days a week and you can re-sign it for me.
Yeah, good.
That's true.
Yeah, but Slim don't want to do it because then the cellophane will be opened.
Yes, the value will drop from $32.95 to $22.95.
Yeah, we can't do that. I'll just send it back down to you and you can.
Well, it's $32.95 plus the value of Rick's signature.
Ah, right. There you go.
So I mean, it was like $38.95.
There you go. There you go.
Anyway.
To me, it's priceless.
Guys, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Did you ever think that your parents insisting you tell the truth as a child would mean that when you grow up, you'd become a domestic terrorist?
No, I'm supposed to tell the truth.
Of course you are. But if you tell the truth now, they take you off social media. Mm-hmm. They get fact checkers who lie because they don't know anything about facts other than, if it hurts Biden, it's wrong. I mean, that's basically the whole fact check world in a nutshell. I thought it was funny today, Biden's speech. We'll talk about it in a second. But before his speech came out, the outline of his speech was on the presidential schedule for the week. And the Washington Post, which is owned by Jeff Bezos, the world's richest left winger, because Elon Musk is richer than him, but he's moderate. He's in the middle. Gave him three Pinocchios before he even gave the speech. In other words, you're going to lie. We know you're going to lie. And even we can't defend you. And then CNN's fact checkers made fun of him after the speech. So I'm telling you, nobody is buying what this old senile fuck is selling anymore. But for those of you on the woke side, let's listen to a Democrat explain things. about free speech.
A nation that is afraid to let its people judge the truth and falsehood in an open market is a nation that is afraid of its people. The advent of the communication satellite, the modernization and education of less developed nations, the new wonders of electronic and technology, all these and other developments will give our generation an unprecedented opportunity to tell our story. And we must not only be equal to the opportunity, but to the challenge as well.
Hey, Slim, do me a favor.
Sure.
Just play the first, 8 seconds of that again.
Okay.
A nation that is afraid to let its people judge the truth and falsehood in an open market is a nation that is afraid of its people.
There you go. That tells you all you need to know about what's going on in social media, the Democratic National Committee, which is basically CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times, all those people, The Atlantic, oh God. They're afraid of the people. That's why they lie. Because if they told you the truth, we'd be up in arms. Now, we would be mostly peaceful protests. We wouldn't be outside their houses chanting in the middle of the night, and we wouldn't be burning shit down. But they would get the message. Yet today, the installed Democrat president continues to make shit up. Well, somebody else makes it up, because we know he can't even keep his lies straight unless they write it down for him. But he gave his little speech today, and he was already blasted for lying and gaslighting the speech by CNN and Washington Post.
It's pretty bad.
And the conservatives on Twitter weren't buying it either, obviously. But he said Putin's invasion of Ukraine and the pandemic are the main reasons for our economic woes. And of course, he gave his speech around noon because, 2 o'clock's nappy time. So it had to be early. But he says, I want us to be crystal clear about the problem. There are two leading causes of inflation we're seeing today. The first cause is once in a century pandemic. Not only did it shut down our global economy, it threw the supply chains and the demand completely out of whack. Which is his way of saying, I have no fucking clue what to do. Then the other cause, of course, is Mr. Putin's war in Ukraine. We saw that in March, 60% of inflation that month was due to price increases at the pump for gasoline. Well, that number's inflated. That number's bullshit. But even if it was right, what about the other 40%? When this clown comes into office, we just spent $3 trillion on COVID relief, billions of which just totally got wasted. But Fauci and what's her name were demanding Trump do something to save the economy. And the economists were in there saying, you probably shouldn't do this. And Trump was going, yeah, but they're saying if I don't do it, we could have 1 million people dead. So Trump gave in and did it. Well, that was too much money to spend, but he did it. Soon as Feeble Brains takes office, they passed another, $2 trillion spending package for absolutely no reason at all. They didn't have nothing to spend it on. It was just money to put in the coffers so they could wing it around wherever the hell they wanted to.
And it's to say they did it.
Yes. Oh, we care more than you do. We borrowed $1.5 trillion from China that we can't afford to pay back so we can give it to our friends. Now, if you put $4.5 trillion of just printed out of thin air money into an economy in less than 12 months' time, a fifth grader who isn't being, indoctrinated into gender identity courses would be able to figure out the math that this isn't going to work. It's going to cause inflation. And guess why he did the speech today? Guess what number comes out tomorrow morning around 8:30, 9 o'clock?
Inflation numbers?
The April inflation number.
Oh.
Remember last month we were shocked it wasn't 10? Even though, as I figured out a couple of months ago, it's generally 3-4% skewed from the way they used to calculate it 10, 15 years ago. I'll bet you the number is 10 tomorrow. But then again, we had recessionary pressure in the first quarter. We had negative GDP growth of, 1.5% in the first quarter. So negative GDP growth should slow down inflation. That's the way economics works for those of you in Rio Linda who, you know, think 2 + 2 = 5. Just trust Zippy on this. I'm really good at math. Which is why I lose on those 92-8 things in poker all the time, right, Rick?
I don't know.
You know, hey, I'm 92-8. Hell yeah, I'm calling you all in, asshole. Boom, Jack on the river, I lose. Okay, there you go.
You should have forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, that's just an example. It's happened dozens of times. But the point is, our recessionary pressure, like we've had in the first quarter, and if we have a second quarter, then it's an official recession. But negative GDP growth in the first quarter means that you should have negative pressure against inflation. The inflation numbers should go down. If the inflation numbers go up in April and we're coming off a negative GDP quarter, Katie, bar the effing door. We in deep shit. But we're not in too deep shit to write another $30 billion check to Ukraine so that we can affect regime change in a country with nuclear weapons. Does anybody realize how much shit we're in right now?
A lot.
I mean, I don't blame people for just tuning the hell. I mean, that's why we did the fun show last week. I got tired of thinking about this stuff.
We're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, you gotta tune out. You gotta find something else to do. You know, smoke weed, play poker. Oh, don't buy the Delmonico steak.
No.
Yeah, I said that on pre-show, right? I didn't say that here. Yeah. No, I don't remember. I went shopping and you know, I can afford the Delmonico steak. But it was $23.99 for the friggin' Delmonico steak. It was like $15.99 a pound. And, you know, the bone in. So you're paying extra for the bone. And the New York strip steak was $9.99. And New York strip steak isn't anywhere near as good. But it was the principle of the thing. That's the most I was going to pay for a damn steak. So I bought the New York strip. You know, that's all right. I'm not going to suffer and die for eating a New York strip. But I would have rather had the Delmonico.
Well, but if I'm going to... worse.
If I'm paying $25 for a steak, there better be somebody good looking bringing it to me with a baked potato and a salad, you know, and expecting a tip at the end, because I'm not going to come home and do all the damn work and spend that kind of money myself. That's insane.
It'll taste the way you want it. It'll be cooked the way you want it.
Yeah. Well, what I should do is buy baby formula.
Shit. Yeah. You could resell it on eBay for twice the price, but then you look like an asshole.
Then I can afford the Delmonico steak.
Yeah. But you'd look like an asshole.
We're giving all these weapons and money to Ukraine.
We can't give our mothers baby
food. To fight a nuclear power, and China's buying up farmland all over this country, and nobody's doing a damn thing about that. We have never talked about that before. That's not even in my stories. But we can't make sure the babies get fed.
We can't take care of our own. It's
well, there's a good reason for the abortion argument. There you go. You don't have so many babies to feed if you just abort them all. I mean, is that their attitude? I'm serious. That's not my attitude, but is that their attitude? It's this stuff is just so sick. I don't blame people for tuning out. I really don't, because your head wants to explode. But in the speech today, did he say anything about the protests outside conservative justices' homes? Hell no. Even though that's against the federal law. And all of them could be arrested. Is the Justice Department there? No. And encouraging violence to get people to vote against Republicans just to make it stop is the strategy. That's what they did in 2020. And Schumer already told us the plan for the Supreme Court. We've got the clip. Go ahead.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
So there you go. Democrats can lie, cheat, steal, and promote violence just as long as it's against the right, Trump voters, or Russia, Russia, Russia. Apparently, then it's all good. You know, you play that small world thing when you're pissed at me because I told you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mistakenly told you one time I had nightmares after I got stuck. Yeah. I got stuck on the ride for like 40 minutes back in the 90s. And that song just wouldn't stop. And the little puppet's mouse are gone. And I just started having weird dreams about it. And it just freaked me out. And I made the mistake of telling Slim about it. So he's had it on the soundboard for about 10 years now. The other night. Yes. Yes. The other night. The other nightmare that I occasionally have is from when I met Schumer in D.C. and I had to look down on top of his head at the oil slick around the hair plugs. It was just gross. I don't, you know, you can't tell on TV, but you know, well, let's put it this way. Rick's taller than him.
All right. Wait a minute now. You don't know who I know.
You could kick his ass.
Hey, remember what movie he was in? You don't know who he knows.
You don't know who I know.
I don't know who you know.
I want to know who I know.
I don't want to know who you know.
Oh.
I'll take you out to dinner soon. I'll make it all up to you.
Okay, good.
All right. But if you ask if these cretins have read the Dobbs draft, it's futile. You know they haven't. Oh. What's the Dobbs draft? The Dobbs draft is Dobbs versus Jackson's Women's Health Organization. That's the name of this case that everybody's freaking out about, where the opinion was released early. The position on the left is apparently whatever Planned Parenthood tells them it is. And geez, dude, who has more at stake money-wise than Planned Parenthood? They don't even know the name of the damn case. They haven't read anything about it. But I will tell you right now, if you want to click on the link, guys, I give you a review of it. I didn't want you to have to read the whole damn thing. It's like 60 some pages. But even I couldn't read the whole thing. I did get it in about 30. But Samuel Alito's draft opinion for the court in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health leaked to the press. And it's magnificent. The opinion, which would overrule Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey, is a masterpiece of judicial craft, clarity of analysis, precision of expression, and fidelity to the Constitution. If it or something very much like it emerges as the finished product, this will be the Supreme Court's finest moment since Brown versus the Board of Education overruled that racist Plessy versus Ferguson decision. That happened back in May of 1954. It's been a while. It's a triumph, the draft. It's a triumph for the Constitution, for the court, judicial courage, for principle, and for the rule of law. It doesn't dodge, but it confronts directly the essential issue, the constitutional indefensibility of Roe's creation of a right to abortion. Okay, now I'm not going to read any more of this. I'm just telling you that's the key point. Roe versus Wade created a right in the Constitution that isn't there. It was nine men saying, we know what's better for the country than the states. That's not how the Constitution's set up. That's not how it's supposed to work. All this decision is doing is returning it to the states. And if you say, well, I live in that racist, reactionary state that wants to kill women in back alleys. Well, then fucking move. Okay? This is America. It's not mob goddamn rule. And those of us that sit quietly by and accept all this bullshit because the First Amendment says you got the right to shoot your mouth off about stupid shit all you want are about tired of hearing it. Okay? Soon as this case is out, soon as Roe is overruled, all the states are going to kick in. They're going to do whatever the hell they're going to do. You know, all these people on TV, they're going, oh, these states are going to outrule it. It's going to be this and it's going to be that. Well, you know, even Mississippi, which is one of the more conservative states there is in governance, even their rule says abortion's legal up to 16 weeks or something like that. Nobody's overruling abortion. They're just putting modern terms and things on it that apply to how medicine works today. In 1973, they didn't have sonograms of the baby, did they?
No.
Trust me, Slim, you weren't even alive then. Oh. But they didn't have sonograms of the baby.
Oh, but I know that.
Yeah. Now they do. Neonatal care is considerably better than it was. And I've told you this before. Europe, which by and large is more liberal than the United States, and very few countries have a First Amendment right like we do. England sure as hell doesn't. And that might shock people, but they don't. There's no right to free speech in England. Sad, but true. Most of those countries have a 24-week limit on abortion. And then a lot of them lowered it to 20 weeks in the last couple of years because the viability of the baby outside the womb is reasonable at that point. Now, you can do the heartbeat issue and you can do all this and that or conception and, you know, whatever. I'm not going to make anybody happy with abortion. I don't talk about my position on abortion because neither side would be completely happy with me. But to be against democracy, which is all this opinion calls for, is antithetical to being American.
You know,
and
what?
Everybody, no matter what side you're on, should be pissed off. What?
You know what? Can I make what I think is a good statement on abortion? There's no right or wrong answer. That's my opinion. I don't think there's a right or a wrong. I mean, it's.
No, the only thing that was wrong was making up a right that isn't in the Constitution. And then being pussies about it for 48 years. You know, they could have done this when the Casey case came out. But in Casey, all they said was, well, you know, it's been around for 30 years or 25 years or whatever it was. You know, maybe we should just, you know, because the court is, you know, the courts are like the Republican Party. They wave the white flag. And all you people out there think I'm a Republican who haven't listened to the show before. I'm no damn Republican.
No, you're not.
I'm a constitutional conservative.
Which means, explain that to some people that don't understand.
Which means I'm more libertarian than anything, but I don't believe in, you know, hard drugs and that kind of stuff. So I can't really be a libertarian. But I believe that the Constitution gives the rights to the people, which is what Obama said. The Constitution is a bunch of things that handicap the federal government. Yes, it does. Because it's a government of, by, and for the people. And these assholes that have been running it for the last 60, 70 years keep forgetting that. So I am in favor of the government staying the fuck out of our business, out of our bedroom, out of our womb, out of everything. The things that aren't in the Constitution are enumerated in the Constitution to be states' rights. Abortion isn't in the Constitution, therefore abortion is a state situation, okay? There are not going to be too many states that outlaw abortion completely because they don't want to deal with it. And, you know, look, I'll tell you my, no, I won't. Anyway, people are going to bitch at me anyway. I don't like abortion. I'm not in favor of abortion. I've never paid for an abortion. I think all babies are precious gifts from God. But I do have a problem with a woman being raped or incest, being forced to have the baby. Now, if she wants to have the baby, that's her decision. That's fine. I'm okay with that. But I do believe in those two minor exceptions. So therefore, everybody that's way on the right on that one's going to hate me. And everybody way on the left is going to hate me. So, oh, yeah. But that's how
I feel. You can't keep everybody happy. Fuck it.
Eh. Well, if you don't fuck it, you don't need an abortion. Oh, a little snark for you tonight.
I wasn't gonna go there.
I can't help it. I don't have a choice. But my point is, if you're against a democracy, which is all the opinion calls for, you know, you got a problem. But Biden's curiously uninterested in who leaked the Dobbs draft, probably because they need a big red flag to distract their voters from gas prices, food prices, baby formula shortages, causing a war with a nuclear power that nobody wants. Hunter's laptop password, it's analfuck69, just in case you had to know. That's the truth, people.
It is.
So, you know, what is it? What was that thing you said earlier, Rick? Biden's the religious family. He's a Catholic and.
Oh, what was it?
And Hunter's a.
Biden's. I'm a devout Catholic, and my son is. Oh, what the hell did it say?
A Crystal Methodist.
Crystal Methodist. Yes.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Well, anal fuck 69. That's his password.
That's his real password too, right?
That's it, yeah. And apparently no capital letters either, so it wasn't even safe. And then, of course, we've got the new Ministry of Truth and Homeland Security, where, you know, don't complain about that or you're obviously a domestic terrorist. So at least we found one story this week that's completely apolitical, but it still reminded me of Biden's choice for key positions. Check this at Virgin Airlines. This is Slim's favorite story of the week. Headline, Virgin flight returns to airport when pilot realizes first officer isn't qualified.
How the fuck does this happen?
It's not as bad as the headline says, but...
Yes, it is.
If I was 40 minutes out from Heathrow on my way back to the States, which I've been in the past, and they turned the damn plane around and went back, and then I had to wait another 40 minutes for another... pilot to show up, I would have been a little pissed. But the passengers were obviously furious after the Virgin Atlantic aircraft in New York was forced to return to London after discovering the co-pilot had not completed his final exam and was not eligible to fly unless he's with a trainer pilot. And the pilot assigned to that Airbus A330 was not a trainer. He was a captain. Very good pilot. Great track record.
Yeah, but shouldn't...
But he wasn't a certified trainer.
Yeah, but shouldn't the first step of the pre-flight checklist would be to check pilot licenses?
Well, both initial crew members were properly certified and qualified, according to the Washington Post. And the captain was characterized as very experienced with many thousands of hours of flight time. And the co-pilot was supposed to have a final assessment trip.
They just forgot about it.
Yeah, who joined the company in 2017, but they just hadn't done it. So it was a whoopsie. I'm sure they are both very competent people. But it's like when you don't have your driver's license, you have to drive with a licensed driver.
Yeah.
Well, the pilot wasn't a licensed trainer, so therefore... And Virgin, I know you're fun on Virgin Atlantic, but it is not a cheap airline.
Oh.
It's an expensive airline. They treat you damn good. But it ain't cheap. No. And these people were 3 hours late getting back to New York. So, you know, people heading back to New York, you know what their normal daily attitude is most of the time anyway. Oh, that was funny. Did you guys see that tonight? I was waiting for the Lightning game to start, which they lost, by the way, Rick. God damn it. I was watching, what do you call him? Jesse. I don't usually watch Jesse, but I had it on because I had nothing to do for a half hour. And he had his little gay guy, his assistant, what's his name, go out and interview people in the street like he used to do when he worked for O'Reilly. And it was in New York, and he's interviewing people at the gas pumps and on the street near the gas station. And most of these people they interviewed were black. There was one person who said something nice about Biden.
One person.
And that was after bitching about, he don't seem to be doing a very good job on this inflation and the gas price thing. But then they said something semi-nice about him. Everybody else blasted him. This one lady kept going back. She was mad as hell. She couldn't afford it. It was crazy. You got to understand, in downtown New York, where these people were filling up, gasoline was like $6.49 a gallon or something. $6.49?
Yes, ain't cheap, buddy.
I paid What did I pay? $4.91 for premium the other day, and I was pissed. Because that's the most I've paid since this shit started.
I drove back from Rhode Island. I got back here almost into town, and I had to get gas. And I pulled in, and the lady was out there in the parking lot, and she said, hurry up, hurry up. I've already changed the prices at the pump. They went up, just went up 40 cents a gallon, but I need to change the register. I'll let you get your gas before I change the register. But 40 cents a gallon.
Well, by the way, congratulations, senile old Fraudenstein fool. Today set a new all-time record for highest average gas price in the United States. It wasn't 7 weeks ago when the Ukraine thing started. It was today. Today. After he gave away all that cheap oil in our reserves that Trump loaded up when oil was really cheap. And he just I'll throw it out there, that'll lower gas prices. Well, lower gas prices about what? $0.08, $0.09 for how long? A couple of weeks.
That's it.
And now we're back to a new high.
Yep.
We can't put Democrats in charge of the economy when none of them understand it. You just can't. I traded oil for a living, and I know more than these assholes do, and they're running our country. And I'm not an expert anymore. I haven't done that crap in 20 years. No, not quite, but over 15. So it's just pissing me off. So anyway, at least we had the Atlantic flight in there.
I don't think you're the only one that's pissing off. It's pissing off a lot of people. I just don't think that we're ever going to be able to get enough people that are going to be able to do anything to make a difference.
My problem is that I can't make a difference. See, when I was in business, you know, the company was a big company. We had over 1,000 employees. You know, it wasn't a tiny little company. And I wasn't the owner, but I was executive vice president. And when there was a problem at the company, the boss said, can you fix this? And of course, I always said yes, even if I had no clue how I was going to fix it. I said yes. And then I figured out a way to do it because that was my job and I could. The reason I think I'm so frustrated with this is because there's nothing I can do but go vote. And I'm not even allowed to vote in primaries because I'm not registered in either of the swamp parties. So, but the other thing I worry about is our kids. We're going to play you a sound clip. This is from a teacher of fourth graders, or should say 1 year outside the protection Florida Governor DeSantis gave to children and their parents in our state. This is from Libs of TikTok. Go ahead, Slim.
You've heard me say it many times.
Nope, that's the idiot.
About our children.
Oh, yeah.
That's the second clip.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
My kids from last year are now in fifth grade, and they come visit me almost every day after school. And a lot of them are queer because I am queer. And they figured it out. And so I've become their safe space. And today they found my Guess Who. And they started playing Guess Who, but they didn't play it the normal way. How did they play it? They used things like, this person looks like a lesbian baddie who's going to come over and make you dinner. Well, which one of these characters is a lesbian baddie that's going to come over and make you dinner? Oh, Olivia is? Oh, great. Which character just looks gay? Well, meet Mike. These kids, I'm so happy that they are figuring out who they are and that they're happy with who they are and that they found a safe place. But man, I could never imagine being in fifth grade saying these things out loud, even though I know they're all okay. I grew up super religious where nothing was okay. And so seeing this happen, I'm like, ah, but I'm also like, yay, but ah, my kids.
Oh. Now, this is the kind of things that people discovered during COVID, that crap like this was going on in classrooms. But this woman actually said a lot of these, we're talking about 9-year-olds or maybe 10-year-olds, okay? A lot of them are queer because I'm queer. She said that. She was proud of it, obviously.
Yes, she was.
Now, if these kids are 18 or 20 and they decide they're gay, I don't care. You know, many of you know, I got a gay daughter. I don't care. I raised her right. Matter of fact, I raised her too far right. I think she's a little to the right of Attila the Hun. She makes me look like a moderate, but it doesn't matter. Before, this woman has been suspended from the Renaissance Academy in Utah, but But does anyone think if she taught in any big city outside of Florida, where we actually have a real law, she would have been suspended? I don't think so. So my point of this is school board elections are as important as anything you're going to vote on this primary season. Pay attention. Don't vote for those people that insisted your six-year-old stay home for 2 years. Or if they go back to, they went back to school this year, they have to wear a mask for 9 or 10 hours a day. Or somebody who allows the man boy love books with illustrations in your middle school library. You are the parents. Of course, Biden doesn't think so. We've got that clip.
You've heard me say it many times about our children, but it's true. They're all our children. And the reason you're the teachers of the year is because you recognize that. They're not somebody else's children. They're like yours when they're in the classroom.
That must have been one of his people off stage. Timers went off. Okay, you've mm-hmm. talked for more than 2 minutes. That's enough. You're about to say something stupid, which he did.
Yep, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. They're your children when they're in the classroom. No, they're not. They're not. It Takes a Village is Hillary's thing. That didn't work. You know, so I've heard somebody say this today, and it pissed me off because I'd already thought of it. But Biden ran as a moderate, and we know he didn't get 81 million votes, but that's another story. We'll get into that. But he's the president because he got the nomination because he told Democrats, I'm not Bernie Sanders. Okay. And Clyburn backed him in South Carolina, turned everything around, and he went on to get the nomination. He didn't really win the election, but he got the nomination. So now he's installed as the president. And what's he doing? He's acting like he's fucking Bernie Sanders. He's as far left as he makes Obama look like a moderate. And it's not him. He don't know what the hell he's doing, but it's the people he keeps putting in these key positions. But I'm soapbox one more time, if you guys will indulge me. Your children, Slim, you've got two at home, so you understand this. Your children are the most important thing you leave behind when you go. And for those of you whose child passed first, that's an agony I wish on no one, but that's not my point tonight. Teach your children what is right. Insist on them having a strong moral compass. Tell them to do the right thing even when nobody's looking. That's what my grandfather told me all the time.
Well, guess what?
Do the right thing when nobody's looking.
You need to tie that into something that you posted to Facebook today, because I've had the same exact story where...
Oh, about the door?
There you go. Please, because...
I can tell you that in a second, yeah.
Yeah.
Please. But my point is, make sure your kids have a strong moral compass. I don't care if you're religious or not. I'm not religious. But my parents gave me the choice to learn that on my own. I went to church... went to Bible school and stuff. And, you know, when I was going to summer Bible camp because the girls were pretty, I figured that's probably not the reason I should be going to Bible school. So I stopped. But let your kids decide who they love and accept it, knowing that they have a true heart because you raised them well. You're not going to succeed with every child, but you're never going to succeed if you don't try. Ba-boom, bump. And the thing Slim's talking about, it's on my Facebook wall. And this is the second, because I talked about the other one on the air a couple of months ago when it happened. This is the second time it's happened in a few months. I was going to a convenience store, and this lady was coming, and somebody was coming out first, but then I let them out. I held the door open, let them out. And this lady was coming, and she was still 5-6 steps away, but I stood there with the door open, and I just like waved my left hand, you know, like, please go ahead of me. And she walks up to me, and she comes to the door, and she walked in. But as she walked in, she goes, I don't need men to hold open the damn door for me.
That's when you should have slammed right in her fucking face.
No.
Yeah, you really? No, you should.
I handled it my way. I just said, as she was just passing me, I said, well, my mom told me to open the doors for ladies. Obviously, you aren't one. And, you know, I got... there's 4 or 5 people heard me, and they were all snickering and giggling and looking at her, and she slunk off into the corner. I don't know what she was going to buy. I went in, paid went in and paid them for my lottery ticket or whatever the hell I was getting and left. But, you know, I'm at least be civil enough to just walk through the door and keep your mouth shut. You didn't have to thank me. I don't care if you thank me. I'm doing what I was taught to do. I was raised to be polite. And some person on my page, I'll remain nameless, suggested that I would have grabbed her by the arm and yanked her back out and stuff. But I point out that the other thing my mom taught me is never lay hands on a woman. And I think I got more positive reaction for that line than for telling the woman the snarky line about her not being a lady. But you know, that's just how I was raised, and I try to do the right thing. I'm not perfect. I never been perfect. I'm far from perfect, but I know difference from right and wrong. So when I do something wrong, I know what I'm doing, and I'm good at that too. Anyway, stupid criminal of the week. Got to have a stupid criminal of the week because I don't want cards and letters.
Got to.
Cards and letters. Nobody sends cards and letters anymore. How about emails and texts? There you go. I don't want any emails and texts.
Poke Sip.
No, don't poke me. Stupid criminal of the week for the second week in a row is not here to bask in the fame of being so named. I'm sorry. But yes, Vicky White has assumed room temperature. Ah, sad. Yeah, Vicky White, for like the three people who don't know, the Alabama prison escape, she was the lady who was the super... She was the number two at the prison, the county prison, and she was about to retire. What was she, 56? She was about to retire, and she's a little cute, chubby, blonde-haired woman, which probably, you know, it's probably colored, but that's okay. And she sold her house for about half price, took $90,000 out of the bank, and on her last day of work, she went to the jail and escorted out Casey White, no relation, same last name, 38 years old, who was in jail on a 75-year conviction and was about to stand trial for murder, which in Alabama would have boosted his 75 years to just so we can get you strapped to the gurney.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And he wasn't even in the same jail that she supervised. But they've been having some kind of phone connection or something for a while, and apparently she was enamored of him. And she busted his ass out of jail. They've been on the run for, 5 days, something like that?
Yeah. She didn't bust him out. I watched the video this week.
Well, I mean,
they
she
just
walked
out the door. They walked right out the door.
But she had authority to walk a prisoner out of the door.
Right. That's true.
And whatever reason she gave was obviously made up bullshit, but the people at the jail didn't know that. They, you know, she was a corrections supervisor, for God's sake.
Right, so they just let her, they took her word and just said, okay.
He was on a 75-year prison sentence for a home invasion and carjacking, and he was also charged in 2020 with two counts of capital murder after confessing the 2015 stabbing death of 58-year-old Connie Ridgway, which he pleaded not guilty to, and apparently that hadn't been adjudicated yet. But they took off in the car, and they've been gone 4 or 5 days. And then the cops saw him on a videotape, saw him leaving the hotel room that they'd booked for 2 weeks. Like, they're not going to find you in the same hotel room for 2 weeks. Are you shitting me? And I'm just saying, you know, she's an older woman. She was alone. He was 6'9" and skinny. You know what they say about those tall, skinny guys?
I sure do.
What do they say, Slim?
Can't tell you. I got to plead the fifth.
Them boys is packing. Oh, I hope she had a good time. I'm sure he did, because he's going back to jail until they stick a needle in him.
Yeah,
or 75 years, whichever comes first.
He's still alive.
Yeah, they had guns in the car. He was going to shoot it out. He had an AR. He had 4 handguns. A couple of clips, some ammo. $29,000 in cash.
Jeez.
Yeah, he was ready to light him up.
Well, she got all nervous and shot herself.
Yep, the cops saw him. They did the maneuver on the car, tapped it in the rear, spun off, hit a tree. He was injured and he couldn't get to the guns to shoot it out. And she pulled out her gun and took her own life. You know, if you spend 30 some years in law enforcement corrections,
you know what's about to happen.
and then your final act as a public servant in corrections is to bust out a murderer and have sex with him in a cheesy motel. You know, I'm not surprised she did that.
Well, she also knew what her life was about to be like now that they got caught. So, I mean,
it was not- but I mean, look at her. She's 56. She's not an unattractive woman. She's not like some, you know, beastie cow with pimples and, you know, wrinkles all over herself and everything.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
She owned a house. She had like 90 grand in the bank. She was about to get her pension. You think in the entire state of Alabama, she couldn't find a decent man who was tall and skinny and packing?
I didn't want her.
You're not in Alabama.
Still don't want her, Alabama or not.
Well, you're a married man.
My sister.
So, anyway, sorry, our stupid criminal of the week is dead, but she qualifies.
Yeah, sadly.
So, anyway. Hey, next Sunday night, we got something to watch besides American Idol's Top 5.
Oh, you can't watch anything else. You've got to watch American Idol's Top 5. So, if it's
What could possibly be happening that could take us anybody away from watching that magnificent show Sunday night?
Sure, you tell me.
Blood moon, total lunar eclipse this Sunday night. The night of May 15th, 16th. It's a cool one where, you know, it gets all coppery and purpley looking, and it takes hours to happen. So, This can be observed from your backyard. You know, you don't have to worry about anything because the sun's not going to burn your eyes out or anything. It's a moon. But the passage of the full moon through Earth's shadow is equally visible from all places within the hemisphere where the moon's above the horizon. The totality phase of the upcoming total lunar eclipse will be visible across much of North America, all of South America, Central and Western Europe. Now, the fact that we're in Southern North America probably will bode well for us to see that, Rick.
That would be nice.
Yeah, for the South Yar. So it's going to start at like 10, what do they say, 10:28 p.m. Eastern time. There'll be a little scallop of darkness will start to appear in the moon's lower left edge. And it's going to take 3 hours and 27 or 3 hours and 28 minutes to pass completely through the umbra. So totality would be like halfway through that. So that's what, an hour and 45 minutes. So that'd be 11:15, about 12:15 a.m. Eastern time. We should be in totality. Oh, that's right after our show's over, Slim.
So there you go.
Yeah. So we'll get to see it.
Rush through it. Okay, we're done. Go outside, look at the moon.
We're done talking about Idol. Here's the top three. Fritz is one of them. I quit. I'm going to go watch the moon. Please don't let Fritz be one of them. Anyway. And let's just go into the closing song, cuz Rick has to get up for work in the morning.
All right, he's got a big boy job.
And he's still trying to sell his Oscar vote to Will Smith, so.
All right. So, hey, yeah. If you don't have the app already downloaded, Sonaut Radio, it is in the Apple and Google store. Music 24/7, us on Sundays for a couple more weeks doing the Idol Radio show. And, of course, we're here on Tuesdays. All our podcasts are available for listening, at least like 400 or 500 of them. So, you know, and
if I don't piss off everybody with the things I said on the show tonight, I'm going to piss off the rest of them because, they've been doing an hour and 15-minute podcast. It was short tonight. We only are scheduled for an hour. We just got greedy because we own the network now. We can do it the hell we want, right, Slim?
Yeah, we don't have to stop when
we don't have to friggin' stop.
Oh, we can stop whenever we want. So,
but we have a closing song tonight that I want to dedicate to all the children. It's one of my favorites. Here's Leanne Womack. I hope you can dance. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
I hope you never lose your sense of wonder. wonder. To get you filled to eat, but always keep that hunger. May you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small.
Choice to sit it out.